Bran Rowan, the journalist, is with us now. What do you know, Bran?
Well, there's very little detail at this stage, Stephen. A police line saying that detectives investigating the murder of Kevin McGuigan in East Belfast on the 12th of August have arrested three men in the city this morning. I'm told one of those arrested is Bobby Storey, West Belfast Republican. His name long associated with the top tier of the IRA organisation, now holds a senior Sinn Féin position. That information on his arrest being confirmed by police, Republican and other sources. Also a suggestion that a well-known North Belfast Republican has been arrested. This still to be confirmed, so I'll not say anything more on that at this stage. Stephen, and these developments this morning follow a Sky News report yesterday by David Blevins pointing to possible further arrests. Now, even before this morning, all of this had played into the politics following the Chief Constable's assessment that members of the IRA were involved in the Kevin McGuigan murder and that at a leadership level, an IRA structure still exists. So we wait to see how this morning's arrests and this latest development play further into the politics as we move to day two of the new talks.
And obviously no one has been charged, mm-hmm. so we should be keeping that in mind.
And many of those arrested, Stephen, have been released unconditionally. So we don't know where these arrests are going, but the very fact that they have been made, the very fact that this includes Bobby Storey, will undoubtedly play into the politics at Stormont at this stage.
But what this does do, and what we can say, is that this, Brian, now brings the investigation into the heart of Sinn Féin. But Mr. Storey is the northern chairman of Sinn Féin, and that is why this is politically nuclear, as one Stormont source has described it.
All of that, Stephen, and we know that as the talks broke up last night, Peter Robinson had said that the Chief Constable was going to be asked to give an assessment to the talks, was going to be asked to consider doing that. Peter Robinson said there were six headline areas of paramilitary activity that needed to be addressed. We don't know if George Hamilton will accept that invitation to go to the talks to give his assessment. But given what has happened this morning, there are going to be more questions about exactly what it is the police think happened here, what they believe that IRA structure continues to be.
Maybe you can help us with some of the background to Bobby Storey.
Well, he has been around, as I said, in the conflict period. He would have been one of the senior figures in the IRA organisation, former prisoner.
He was the one who spoke at the rally of Gerry Adams when he was arrested, wasn't he?
He did. He spoke very well. He spoke at two rallies. He spoke publicly on the Falls Road on a Saturday, where Martin McGuinness was also on the platform with him. Gerry Adams still being held at that stage, and then he spoke at another rally. In one of those, he did make that comment about playing on Gerry Adams' words, you know, we haven't gone away, you know, and no doubt that comment will be played back again and again. But I think what all of this does, Stephen, and I hear what Alex says about separating out policing responsibility and political responsibility, of course, that's right. But these arrests and this arrest will ask more questions at a high political level. I was saying to you that there is this option that George Hamilton, this proposal that George Hamilton may be asked to come and give an assessment to the talks. Many more questions after these arrests this morning. The two big issues at the talks are the implementation of the Stormont House Agreement and addressing paramilitary activity. You saw Mike Nesbitt's commentary when he came out of the first session of the talks last night that until the police assessment of the IRA structure was number one item on the agenda, he wouldn't be going back into the talks. So all of this, Stephen, is already within that talks process, and will now be further within that talks process, given these developments this morning.
Well, we saw in 2002 what happened. I don't think there are any charges in 2002. There are no charges here when the Assembly collapsed after the search of the Sinn Féin office in Stormont. What do you expect the fallout to be here today, Brian? Would you describe it as one source described it to us as nuclear?
Well, look, that's political language. I think what we do is we look to see what happens here. I mentioned to you earlier that most of those who have been arrested in this investigation have been released unconditionally. I said to you the other day that police investigations develop and they move. George Hamilton has said that you know they'll go where the evidence takes them. So let's see. We're an hour into this story, Stephen. Let's see what happens. Let's see how it plays out. But there is no doubt that at a political level, many more questions are now going to be asked, given the fact that the police have arrested Bobby Storey, and the police are going to have to explain that arrest at some stage as well, because that will all be part of this political fallout at this stage, Stephen.
The police will be well aware, well tuned into the political sensitivities. George Hamilton will be well aware of the political sensitivities of making an arrest at this time, like this.
Of course he will be. And I remember doing an interview with you not long ago, Stephen, where I said that George Hamilton is now standing in the shoes of previous chief constables who along the way and as a peace process developed have had to make big calls and big decisions. Go back to the period of the shootings that were carried out under the title of Direct Action Against Drugs, when the then RUC came to the assessment that this was the IRA organisation. Hugh Ansley, the chief constable at that stage, Ronnie Flanagan in the period of the Good Friday Agreement negotiations, linking the IRA to a number of killings at that stage, Hugh Ord linking the IRA to the Northern Bank robbery. So George Hamilton and the police have said a number of things, Stephen, as this investigation has developed. One, that they believe that current IRA members were involved in the murder of Kevin McGuigan. Two, that they believe that current members of the IRA organisation carried out an investigation into the killing of Jock Davison, once one of the most senior IRA leaders in Belfast. And three, the George Hamilton assessment, backed up by the Secretary of State on the basis of her security advice, which comes from MI5, that at a senior level, an IRA structure continues to exist. I said to you the other day that while a label hasn't been put on that senior IRA structure at this stage, it is understood to mean at brigade level leadership and above. Now, does above go to an army council? Does it go to an army executive? One of the things that is still being considered within these talks, Stephen, is that there will be some sort of monitoring process brought back into play. So if a monitoring process is brought back into play, if they go to the chief constable and they go to MI5 and they get additional information on what that senior infrastructure of the IRA still is, then a report will be made on that. And all of that in itself plays into this political process as well, because it says to people, not only is there an IRA structure still there, you've now had a murder which the chief constable has linked to current members of the IRA organisation. So you've got a structure, you've got activity, you've got these arrests, and all of that, Stephen, will have a political play and political implications.
Bobby Storey, the Northern chairman of Sinn Féin, is a former IRA prisoner. Mm-hmm. In 2005, the Ulster Unionist MP, David Burnside, told the House of Commons under parliamentary privilege that Mr. Storey was head of intelligence for the organisation.
Director of intelligence for the IRA has been the label and the title attached to Bobby Storey. And there is no doubt, Stephen, that in the conflict period, Bobby Storey held one of the most senior positions in the IRA organisation, now holds that position of Northern Chairman of Sinn Féin. So that arrest this morning, Stephen, whatever happens, will play into the politics, will ask more questions within politics, And if George Hamilton comes to the talks to give his assessment, he is going to be questioned and asked about all of that. Now, what can he say, Stephen, in the play of a murder investigation?
You said it's a live investigation. It would be inappropriate to comment.
Yeah, so it may be that he decides there is not much more I can say publicly in terms of giving any further assessment to this talks process. That's a matter for him. Let's hear what he has to say about all of that. But because this issue of paramilitary activity and paramilitary structures is now at the top of this talks agenda in terms of one of the two major issues to be addressed, because Peter Robinson has said they want George Hamilton's assessment, because he has said there are these six headline areas of paramilitary activity to be addressed.
Okay.
This story's not going to go away today or tomorrow.
Brian, thank you very much. Malachy and Ruth, thank you. I see that the TUV leader, Jim Allister, has just released the following. The DUP's shrinking ground just got smaller with the arrest of a man at the heart of DUP's partner in government, Sinn Féin.